This is my pulpit Bible. I love Bibles. I love buying them. I love them on tablets. Love them everywhere. Let's talk about something very important. Guys, let's face it. Why do you have to waste your time in church? Why you can make money easily? Why do you have to go all this long haul of struggle? The people out there in the world, Elon Musk, they don't know God. Bill Gates don't read, they don't read the Bible. So why waste your time? One time one pastor came over here and a young man told him, he said, don't waste your time in church. Don't waste my time. And some of you are here today that you are not going that way, but you are feeling I'm missing a lot. Not much I can do with my life. So let's talk today about the prosperity of the wicked. And can I surprise you? A whole chapter in the Bible, in the book of Psalm, deals with this. Many of us married our phone because we think that that's where the money is. So let's go. Psalm 73. I want us to read this psalm with a sense of expectancy. And just being honest with us. You know, people come to church, they're not honest. But one of the reasons why I'm just doing some psalm teaching. I did a psalm teaching in first service. How many of you grew up in church where they read psalms into water? How many of you have gone to church where they read psalms into water? You grew up where they just read psalm. I stayed with my uncle in secondary school, who was a ladra prophet. And he didn't go to school, so I'll be the one to read the psalm into the water. I hated it. Particularly Psalm 119. It's very long. Take all the time. Then he would tell us to go and fetch water at the stream, and we will not talk. My son and myself. That son's name, Reuben, should be a big boy today. And we'll go to the river and talk very well. And he'll get to the house, put the water down. He'll bless it for the woman and co. And I was just wondering, is that what the psalm is for? When I was in medical school, it was the time that there was a coup in Nigeria, and politicians ended them up, locked them up in Lut. Some of them were in prison, so they had to be sick. They play sick to come to Lut so they can see their girlfriends and their wives. And then they would come and open the book of Psalms under their pillow. Hello? I'm afraid that happened to, your mommy did that for you. Don't put up your hands. So, what's the book of Psalm for? It's more than incantation. Read into water. It's a lot of life lessons. So let's talk about the prosperity of the wicked. Why are you wasting your time in church? Why is it so slow? Why can't you just make money so fast like that? Let's go, Psalm 73, verse 1. I don't know which one to read. Let's read from the New Living Translation. Maybe it will make it straight better for all of us. Can you look up, everybody? Let's just read it. Let's go. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. I can testify that God has been good. In my own life, I have children, I have grandchildren now. God has been good. Oh, it's not been perfect. It's not been fast. But I can look back. Now, look at next verse, over here 4. But for those of us, can you just hold on over there? Can you just hold on for me in this verse 2? Many of you over here, you're just growing up now. You don't really see the future. So when you see all these guys going fast and great and doing well, you wonder, come on. You don't have so much of the benefit of hindsight. Your life is just starting. And these guys are running. They are doing quite well. They are making a bunch of dollars quite early. Let me give some of my experience. I went to school with one guy. The guy was like a bully. Remember the bully in that proverb, right? Well, like a bully, bully all of us, big like that, tough. And he said, well, let's go together. Then after a while, we parted our way after primary school. I went to wherever I went to. And one day, my village, you know, my father has the tallest house in the village. He's dead now. He had the tallest house in the village. Can you imagine? Two-story floor. Ground floor, one, two. That time was the tallest house. I think as of last candle, I have not beat anything like that. So this, my friend, let's call him Y.O. That's his name, but I will not call it his full name, Y.O. It was a bully in school. Then, while I was about to enter free secondary school, medical school, he just came to the village with a lot of money. Boy. I think he was in the police force. He just came to the village. Plenty money. I mean, big time money. Man. I mean, the whole village was agog. So he started spending money. His father's house was not far from our house. We are in the same kind of compound. That's what we call it in the village, but different houses. So this guy, they come to his house, his father's house, they'll be doing party, eating, doing all kinds of things. And they start laughing at us who are going to school. Are you listening, everybody? They start laughing. What's wrong, you crazy? What's wrong with you? Nah, you're just wasting your time. Go to school. Like you are hearing, go to school now. Are you hearing? So the guy started throwing money around. Then he began the biggest venture. He wanted to build a house like my daddy's house. My age, thereabouts. So he began to build the house. And gradually he began to wind down. Gradually he began to wind down. Gradually, I'll come to the village once in a while and I'll say, how about why? The house that I building became like Tower of Babel. It was abandoned. So one day, I was back in the village. I was in medical school, got back home. And when I got home, he came to see me wearing agbada. You know agbada, when you are not serious anymore, when you are not doing anymore, you wear agbada to cover yourself up like that. So he came to my father's parlor, you know, upstairs, sat down. And I wonder why he came to see me. He said, Tony, how do I get mercury? Because he knows in medical school, we can open sphig and bring out mercury. When he said, I want to get mercury, I know where I was going. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. David, you are laughing. You know what mercury is for? Fake dollars, fake currency, so that you will put mercury through it, and when it passes through mercury, it comes out as genuine CBN money. I never knew. Then I said, I know I don't deal with mercury. Till today, I don't know where it disappeared to. It was a flying star for a while. But that didn't answer my question. Making money, making life fast. Why waste all your time doing all this? Look at this verse. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slippery and I was almost gone. Why? Are we here? You girls say we like want to have a lot of money. I mean, bales of money. Dollars are much more better now than Naira, right? Right? If I offer you dollars, I offer you Naira. You see, Reverend, you can keep your Naira. Let me have the dollars. Our country has gotten dollarized. That's the word they use for it. Dollarized. Look at verse 3 now. Let's go. Are we following through? Verse 3. For I envied the proud. Oh. So this guy was into confession mode now. This guy is like you, sitting over here today in 21st century, thinking, why am I wasting my time? I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. I saw their houses in Banana Island. By the way, I joke that I live in Banana Island. I hope you know. I live in Banana Island. There are bananas behind my house. Courtesy of Joy and Joel Uchi. I share boundary with them, so they planted a lot of bananas, and there's a little bit stream. So that's an island, right? Joy, all right, we live in Banana Island, don't we? Once in a while, we cut planting from there. So you see this guy living in Banana Island. Mubad. Was about to buy how many millions Jeep before he died. Right? Remember? Horse puppy. You have forgotten him. I envy the proud. When I saw them prosper, despite their wickedness, they cut, they do all kinds of things, and that bugs average Nigerian who has been money denominated. Our country has been filled with the truth about money. That's why we never make progress. You know why? Because anything that's just currency and there's no productivity won't go very far. You know, when you think about money, you think of spending. But you can't spend on what is not there. And when what is not there, all of us are chasing the money to spend, but we don't make anything to be there. Are you hearing me? Everything's made outside so we can survive. But let me have the money. Let me have the dollars. I can spend it. I can buy this on Amazon. For I envy the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. They're bad. They are horrible. They are crazy. They do things with girls. They do things with money. They build houses anyhow. Huh? They go on stage and drink and pass out. And they are still blessed. They are in quotes and they are still making it well. Let's keep reading. Next verse. They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. You don't see that until you go to airplane. You enter airplane. Huh? Are you hearing me? I travel by air when I have time to travel. And when you enter the airplane, you see some of these guys that they look, they just, I see they're just coming from whatever. I mean, you can see their skin. You look at your skin and just breathe. You know, you go to Dubai, they enter gold shop and come out with, I was told that a lady in Nigeria went abroad and bought 5 scarf for £15,000 sterling. You know, scarf? 5. When you pick up the scarf, it's money. That's 15 million, that's about 17 million naira now, right? 5 scarves. Nigerians go ballistic. They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They're living good, man. Next verse. They don't have troubles like other people. They can use money to solve any problem. They are not plagued with problems like everyone else. Huh? Everybody is coming to be like that, don't you? I won't ask. How many of you have ever entered a plane here? I'm going to ask you. And when you enter the plane, the very first place they make you pass through is first class. So you feel bad you enter the plane. To even enter the plane is a privilege. Are you hearing me? You know, one day I was in London, I was taking taxi, and it says £50. And I was complaining, £50. I cannot take taxi for £50. Someone says, shut up. Shut up. I said, I'm shut up. He said, you came all the way from Nigeria. That must be a privilege already. So don't even gripe about £50. I saw one of these footballers recently coming back from practice and crashed his car. Who can tell me you know about the car now? So what's wrong today? Everybody's looking. I'm touching raw nerves. Maybe you have been thinking about this before you left home. When am I going to make it big in life? When am I going to make it big in life? I saw one guy was 30-something years old. He said, I can only make big in sports. So he started trying to run around 30-something. I said, like, yeah. 30-something years old, he started to go around climbing, talking. Before you finish, that other small boy will have overtaken you. Am I right? Ask him, how are you going to make your money in life? Let me ask him, how are you going to make your money in life? Ask him. Don't be mean. Don't tell me. None of your business. Okay, come on. Ask, how are you going to make your money in life? Tell me, how are you going to make your money in life? Give me some story. Ready? Let's go. I'll give you 5 minutes to do that. Then I'll come back and call all of you to ask you what you are told by the other person. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Ask him, how are you going to make your money in life? Don't worry. So I'll get money. Okay, how are you going to make your money in life? Okay, tell the other person now, how are you going to make your money in life? ICT, man. Online marketing. Okay, go ahead. Come on now. What is he telling you? I told you I'm coming to you. What did he tell you? You still thinking?
We're just talking.
Okay, mark you down. I'm coming back to you. Oh, you are alone. You're going to make your money alone and enjoy it alone and fly your plane all over the place. Okay, guys, all you guys over here on this road, you're almost all guys, my Lucifer. The way you are sitting there, you're going to make your money leisurely, right? You're going to make your money leisurely, just calm, relax. How are you going to make your money? Huh? You're still thinking? Wonderful. What about you? I know you're staying with your friends together. You're staying in the same house with your friends. So how have you been talking about making money? IQ. A Greek. My. Don't try me, man. I don't like farming. Good. Is there anybody by a Greek selling yams? No. Selling what? Selling what? You know, can I be honest with you? To make it in this world real big, you gotta be crazy and crooked. Let's be honest with ourselves right now. You wanna make big money easy, you gotta be crook and crazy, like Elon Musk. Let's just talk straight. They just talk straight today. Let me not lie to you. You say, you know, what about all that kind of? No. If you're going to do real big, big things, you're going to have to be sometimes join court. I'm just reading. So just relax. Just relax. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you cannot make money, but the propensity today, to the day you first make $1 million, some guys will invite you to a particular place and say, look here, for you to step higher here, to be honest with you, you're going to have to go further than what we are doing in this office. I've got friends who have been told that you cannot go further in this business without this click kind of a thing. Sometimes they use, you know, I come to my head, they use human blood and they look well dressed, packaged well. But they'll tell you, you will not have any problem with money. Verse 6. Let's go next verse. They wear pride like jewel necklace and clothe themselves with cruelty. And there's something about that. These people that are rich in the world today, they don't care how they cut you down. Let's just be honest over here today. They're proud, they're cocky, they talk anyhow. There's one guy today that gets for his girlfriend, latest Jeep, $100 million kind of a thing. One of my friends was telling me that when he was in the church as a bishop, they brought him back. They brought the guy in chains because he was on drug. Next verse. The prosperity of the world. These fat cats, I like what you call them. What do you call them? Fat cats have everything their heart could ever wish for. Reverend, you mean this is in the Bible? Yeah. You are still thinking of how to get the money. It's a done deal already. Are you hearing me? They just buy cars at their pleasure. They have every article wish for. It's in the Bible. Next verse. What happened next? They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. They can stop your business. They can hold you up. They can put you out anytime. They enjoy sacking people. That's why our banking system is not working. These guys are making all the money. They won't let you breathe. That's why all our boys are going abroad. It's unfair sometimes in our system over here. They don't care. They don't want to. They will owe you money. They won't pay. I know one guy who is very brilliant in Nigeria here who was into this ATM automated thing and was doing quite well. And banks, not people, banks are his client and they won't pay his money. They will call him and say, come on, help us fix this thing quickly. He will go down there and fix it and they won't pay his money. And you can't take them to court. They have these sleeky lawyers that with 25 years are still in the court. Your mother-in-law would have forgotten you. Are you hearing me? They scoff and speak only evil in their pride. As one of you worship them. You see them online. You follow them up. They say all kinds of things because they are rich, because they are famous. You just follow along with them. Whatever they do is the standard. All these artists and co. Let's keep reading. They boast against the very heavens. And they are, see, these were the days before we had cell phone. And writing about their mouth, give us in NKJV. Their mouth walk all over the earth. Take a look. Give us an NKJV. They set their mouth against the heavens, satellites, are you hearing me? And their tongue walks through the earth. It's like they make calls anywhere. They get anywhere. They go anywhere. They have it all. They are international. You know, a lot of Nigerian places, they're into drugs. They're picking them up now, but you can't stop it. If you go to Europe, you go to America, my God, drugs, the business. And they're making the money, and they're building houses, and you are just looking at, hey, man, no girl will look my side, man. Go back to NLT, verse 10. And so, the people are dismayed, like you, and confused, drinking all their words on Twitter. Oh, X now, Abby. On social media, they got 25 million followers. Remember, Hush Puppy. Huh? In this bathtub today, tomorrow, in that Gucci cloth, next week, by the side of a plane, Rolls Royce, next time, and you see the blessing. Right? We're drinking all their words. You know, I had to stop Google from sending me news about all these rich cats. Are you hearing me? Not interested. Not interested. And it still comes through another back. They want to showcase what they have for all of us to see. These are the days of social media where everything is showcased. They show you the bedroom of Dangote. How much do you have? Let's keep reading. I hope you like today's service. You know what? What does God know? They ask. Does the Most High even know what's happening? They ask Billy Gates about religion and God. He said, it's not interesting. Are we here? Or maybe I'm sounding too harsh this morning. But let's ask the truth. See, some of you over here, you let these people determine what they say about God. When I was growing up, some of these big guys, I remember when I was in university, my first year in Unilag, in Science Auditorium, Faculty of Science. And I just entered to start studying medicine, and I had to do biochemistry, what to do biology, chemistry, and something, you know, first year, you know, that local preliminary year. And this Dr. Roberts walked into the hall and marched up and down, and he said, hey, there's no God. I said, wait, my village, you have church in my village, you. He said, there's no God. Huh? He said, it's all just human concatenation and ideology. We worship these guys. They have a PhD. Huh? Yeah, our teacher. Then he said, oh no. Christ didn't walk on water. It was an ice block he walked on. Ice blocks? Was he in Eskimo land? This was Middle East where the sun is hot all the time. Then he said, hey, don't believe them. Listen, there was no Red Sea. They didn't cross any Red Sea. Then I laughed. I told myself. He said, it's only ankle deep. It's not deep. It's just like deep. And I laughed. If it's ankle deep, it's more of a miracle to sink an army. You know what I just said? You see what I just said? I mean, for an ankle deep water to sink a whole army, that's more miracle than crossing the sea. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. So be very careful. Don't let these guys define who God is to you. Don't let Davido tell you about God. Recently, he began a concert called what? Timeless. Did you hear that? Time what? What is it? I'm not afraid of that timeless. I'm not afraid of timeless. Lift up your hands. Don't lie to me, guys. You know, the day I saw the picture on my phone, it just came out with Knickerbocker, his shirt loose. And timeless. Brought all the other guys to timeless. When they finished, I said, "Has time gone?" But they announced the time for the program is timeless. Tomorrow, 21st. Time, but it's timeless. Who's fooling who? Let's keep reading. Are we here with me today? Pastor, this service today, now wow. Look at these wicked people enjoying a life of ease while their riches what? Oh, yeah. Every minute, their money is multiplied while they're sleeping. Pastor, are you fighting this? I'm not fighting this. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Let's keep reading. Next verse. Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? So the guy started getting to what they call introspection now. Why am I going to school, man? You know, one day I went to my daughter's valedictory. My daughter, she just finished secondary school. And then we went to go to the school to go and do valedictory. And then they invited this motivational speaker. Guess what he was talking about? I mean, they just finished school to go to a higher school. He said, education is not, it's no longer selling. He said, Dangote made an advert for truck drivers and 10 PhDs applied. I said, where's my girl? I'm getting out of here. So here you are. Come on. Are you crazy? Are you stupid? Why can't you just do something with your own life and run your life and just do something? You can't be waiting for anybody. Your life is slipping away. When are you going to live life? You come to church, take refreshment. And what's the refreshment? Donuts. Nothing better. What about wine? $20,000 bottle wine. Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? Am I stupid doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I? Look, some of you come to church over here, you say, yeah. Come on, we wash up. Let's keep reading. Next verse. I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain when I open my phone. I get nothing. Trouble all day long. You know, here you are. You're trying to find your way. Landlord just came and said, we are increasing your... And mommy can't give you extra money. I get nothing. Trouble all day long. This guy was complaining. He's trying to follow God, trying to seek God. And he's looking around him. He's seeing these guys and that guy and the other. And they're running around, enjoying themselves and making big money. And here is he waking up. And you see Steve just drive by his car. You know how he gets his money. You know that. But look at the house he just finished. Let's keep reading. If I'd really spoken this way to others, I'll be a what? You know, are we everybody? Can I be honest with you? You know, I was enticed by these things too. If I'd been enticed by this years ago, I won't be here today talking to you about God. I will not be here. I like to be very straight with my Christianity. I don't like to just all this corner. Let's get straight with ourselves. I'll be finishing soon so that we can sing. Choir can sing. They have a special song for us. They have some questions for us. Oh, the election will be clear. Let's go on. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper. But what a difficult task it is. Difficult. They still make money. What should they? Should that? They still make the money. They talk about all kinds of things. Money, they're still making money. With all the EFCC, they're still making money. They're still cutting corners. They're still doing this big stuff. So what am I going to do? Next verse. I love this one. Okay. Wow. This is it. This is the climax. After all this struggle like this, then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood. The what? Say that one with me. The destiny of the wicked. Tap your neighbor beside you, tap him and say, thank God you are in the house of God today. Now, outside there, all you see is beam, bam, 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 move ahead, do it, have it, you can't take it. But when you come to church, you see the conclusion of everything. There's nothing like, I don't know about you, I don't like watching football, particularly when Nigeria is playing. When Nigeria is playing, I don't watch because Eagles can become Turkey. You know? They are from Turkey. You know, sometimes they play the game like Nigeria. We are so erratic that we can score gloriously and lose gallantly. So, you know what I do? I don't watch. My wife likes to watch live match following Nigeria. He's a Nigerian. I'm not. So, when they finish, and I know Eagles 4, Togo 2, I know NTA will repeat the play. They are patriotic. So when they repeat the play, I'll go down there and sit down. I know how the ball will end. I can take my bottle of Coke with crackers and sit down. Because no matter how Togo press, I know it was. But that's football. It's good to have an end in view. It's good to look at life, not where you are. When you are younger like this, life looks, wow, great, wow, oh. When you are playing the football, this one is kicking, that one is kicking. Whoa, it's done, it's gone, whoa. I don't want another headache. So I go to the end of the match. Huh? But you can also go to the end of the match when you come to the house of God. You hear what I just said? You know, as a pastor, I've been privileged to see end of life of people. I have been privileged to see that guy that's cocky and broken down later and weeping like a baby. I've been privileged to see guys who had money and everything, boom, and they're thinking of suicidal thoughts. I've been privileged to see women that look so great and so cocky and so powerful and they cannot, you just can't cope with their life anymore. I've watched people weeping uncontrollably. And as a pastor, God has helped me to see, but I can't tell you because I was trained not to disclose people's information. Even as a doctor, taught as a pastor. So when I'm talking about this, I'm not crazy. A pastor is given the privilege of watching a life starting. They call you in when the baby is born to come and do naming. And when you are getting married, they call you in. Shola and grow. And when you are dying, they call you in. Pastor, please be coming now. Please be coming now. I've watched men looking for money, doing juju, leave their wives and their children. Later, they get time, come back and get cancer, and I watch them die. I'm standing by their dead body as a pastor. So, I've been privileged to see end of life. I've also been privileged to watch people that are crazy, mad, not serious, turn out to become great in life. I've watched people that there was no hope on their lives. Their parents gave them up. And today you can see them well settled, married. You wonder what happened to them. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody here. I've seen things. But I've seen one more thing. When you get money by crazy means, you will do everything to keep it, even killing sometimes. You can see our country today, they are doing all kinds of Yahoo Yahoo Plus. Am I right? Just to keep money going. I told you there was one guy at Obanto Kodia that he had money and he got the money by juju. One of us told me, he said, you just start barking like a dog. He back. You know, I can't bark like that. He will bark for a few minutes. Then we get to him, open his wardrobe, money start pouring out. They start buying means of transportation. He had so many transportation means, so much transportation means. I don't want to mention whether it's a car or truck or whatever. And one day he was crushed to death. Then I went to your sanctuary, oh God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. So here you are today. Why are you here today? God is saying that Let me give you one quickly. Let's go to Luke 12 quickly. Let me first of all help you to sort out your life here.
Pastor, the way you're talking, if I won't have money in life,
you will have money. Write this one down. But don't let money have you. You will have money. But don't let money have you. Tell somebody beside you. Don't let money have you. Luke 12. Let's just bypass. We come back here to Luke 2, to Psalm 73. Let's bypass a little bit. Let's come to this guy. No, this is interesting. Let's go to Luke 12. Is it verse 10 or verse 11? Let's try and find the verse. Next verse. Now, Christ was teaching all this verse. He was talking about things about how to not worry about tomorrow, about what you say. Next verse. Everybody, this verse with me. What did he say? After he said that, guess what happened in the meeting? Next verse. Then one from the crowd. Christ was talking about Holy Spirit, talking about power of God, talking about facing life. Teacher! Tell my brother to do what? Please, are we here, everybody? Can you imagine we are teaching like this? Hey, pastor! Tell my brother to divide the house with me. The house must really be on his mind, man. He was not in church it was church for money, for the money. See, this guy stopped Jesus' meeting and he said, hey, Jesus, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me because he couldn't get anybody else to do it. Jesus, you are powerful, you have miracle. Just knock him out. He'll give me the money back. Can I make you laugh? Years ago, a woman in Lagos who was a socialite, she was making a lot of money. So one day, thief came to her house and stole all her gold. So once he met me talking about Christ, he said, first, I want Christ to do this for me. Get all my gold back first. I said, Mama, I can't promise you that. Why was this guy? How many of you, don't put up your hands. You have inheritance. Your dad has big houses, lands. It can be very sweet, dividing the property. Can I make you laugh? My dad was in Ivory Coast. When he died, he had 6 wives or 7. So when he died, the last wife took the house papers. It was a big house in Ivory Coast with shops and part to rent. She grabbed the paper, last one, ran away. So they started looking for her. Finally, they got hold of her. They got the papers. And they were distributing the property. Finally, from my own side of 6 or 7 boys and 2 girls, one room came to us. I think one room and one shop. No, it's one shop. Is it shop or room? Whichever one. And I told my sibling, I said, look here, I got 2 sisters who are out of their husband's houses. Let them have the money. Because it changed the money. I said, let them. I don't want to be involved with that. I don't want to be, you know. And they're fine. I just walk away. Do you know what? Next verse. Christ asked the guy. But he said to him, Christ just answered him back by the Holy Spirit too. Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you? Hey, man, I've seen things. Are we here, everybody? Are we here? Today is different in the service. I want to help you. I met this family. My God, they got properties. In Lagos, in Ibadan, Abeokuta, they got properties. And there are only 2 of them kids with their mom. The family in the village began to fight them. They began to fight. I mean, I was in their house. Their dining area is somebody's big house. All kinds of. And I went to the village with them. And I saw the house the man put up in the village. It was the level of Awolowo at that time. But I was an innocent boy following my Bible. They were in trouble, so they called me to come in and try to help. You know what? They lost everything. What did I say? They lost everything. Everything got gone. Everything. I can't go further. They are left with now uncompleted building. So, running after something, trying to get something. Pastor, are you saying we should not have money? Look at next verse. Let's quickly jump. Next verse. Jesus said, and he said to them, can I hear everybody's voice here? Take heed and beware of what? For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Let's have it in NLT. I want everybody to read that verse together with me. Let's go. Let's go. I'm not hearing your voice. Choir. Beware. Guard against every kind of greed. Life, I'm not hearing your voice. Life is not measured by how much you own. Shola, when you got married, owed your wife. See, that is more than $100 million. That's a whole life added to you. Are you hearing me? A man's life. Now, I'm not saying you won't have substance. I won't say you won't have. Today, you can ask my wife. Any money I have, I can blow it on them without thinking. I walk away because I'll get another one again. Sometimes somebody did us some kind of business and it took away from us about 2.something million or 3 million. My wife and I. I just walked off. My wife said, I said, I just walked off. Money doesn't hold me. Money doesn't hold me. 3 million. 3 million. 3 million, man. Psh, just walk off. I'm thinking of something else. Are you, James, you are thinking, give me that money. So don't think I'm a small boy, kind of a way that I can't know where it's going. Come on. I mean, let's just walk off. Hello. Hello. Some of you are saying, Pastor, I don't like today. You are killing me. I'm really after. I'm not saying you should not have money, but relax. Next verse. Let's go. Let's look at the guy. Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. Next verse. And he said to himself, what should I do? I don't have room for all my crops. Next verse. What should I do? Then he said, I know. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I will have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. Next verse. And I will say to myself, and I'll sit back and say to myself, my friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be. That's why all of us are looking for when we want to make money. To be honest, guy. To be honest, guy. That's what you're looking for. So you can make money, get a big car. Dim, dim, dim. The speaker is shaking the floor outside the car. And then the guests look at you and say, ha, oh, ha. And then you cross across the road. You drive for a friend to see the car. Then you get over there, you go to one place and then give me wine, give me all kinds of things. One guy made money, so much money from 419. And he went to a hotel. He drank. When he got tired, he came out in pants. Came out to the lobby in pants, said, you know, I made money. You know, I made money. Eat, drink, and be merry. My father was getting richer. Then he got to the age of around 45, 50 that time. I was just still young, looking at him. Then he thought that life is about partying and merry and eating. So he bring all his friends to our house. They just come and be dancing every day. And they used to sing one song, Aruna Isola. How many of you have heard of Aruna Isola? Oh, your dad, right? I remember the song, Oroki Social Club, Nilu Osogbo. That's an Ivory Coast too. They come every day, they would drink, and they bring the ladies with them. And you drink, drink, drink. And I watch my father just playing away his life. And the time came that he had to get more money. So he tried to scramble to make some money. And then he tried to buy some whiskey to sell. And he bought this whiskey full of like container. For the first time I saw 1-for-1 in my life. And they brought the container of whiskey to the store, the warehouse in our house. And they packed everything in. And one day they open one, it's water. My father fell down. He never recovered till he died. Don't ever think money's for you to pack. You'll pack bad. Those who are really rich in life, don't spend all the time thinking, I want to enjoy, I want to enjoy, I want to enjoy. Next verse. But God said to him, what do you call him? You fool! You died this very night, like Mubad. You died this very night. Then who will get everything you work for? One rich guy died, and they were discussing. They said, how much did he leave? They said, he left everything. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, Pastor, are you saying that money is bad, so we will not do anything? We just lang around.
Ibi akpayo. You're hungry. Don't get me wrong. I want you to see that the wicked rich should not be your pattern for life. Let me tell your neighbor beside you. The wicked rich should not be the pattern for your life. One more time, tell them again. The wicked rich should not be the pattern for your life. One more time, tell yourself. The wicked should not be the pattern for my life. Let's round up. Why is it bad to follow them? Let's go back to Psalm 73 and I round up. Mrs. Uchi, are we ready to sing? Okay. They are having a song for us, all the whole choir today. Let's go back there. Look at these wicked people enjoying the life of ease. Which is what, next verse, quickly, let's go. If I keep my heart pure for nothing, keep myself innocent for no reason, let's keep on reading. I get nothing but trouble, next verse, quickly, let's jump. Next verse. Next verse. Now, next verse. Truly. Now, this man is talking to God now. When he entered the church, the sanctuary of God, he said, Lord, truly, you put them on what? On a slippery path. And send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. You know, one of my children in Lagos, you know him now, the boy. He was working with, as a agent properties in Lagos. He said he got a property in Lagos. This property is next door to, as well, you Bola Ahmed Tinubu's house. You know the street? Who can tell me the street? You know the street. He said this house is next door. This house is sitting on gold. He said the owner died. You know what killed him? Everything in the house is left there since 8 years ago. ATM, he told me, he went there. ATM on the floor, stuff, properties, papers of properties, they were left all in the parlor there. 8 years. I said, what happened? He said there was one, they killed him, someone killed him, someone killed him. They just come from somewhere. I said, what about his children? They are scattered all over the world. Sitting, that plot alone minus the building. Next verse. In an instant, they are destroyed. Completely swept away by terrors. Us poppy. It's an instance. Next verse. Oh God, when you arise, oh Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. Like my friend, remember Y.O. came to my parlor asking for mercury. It can be bad when you are not doing well and try to survive, but it's bad when you have done well and you are not a failure. It can register bad. It can really register bad. So don't go that route. Are you hearing me? My few of you, I am looking at you now. You are thinking, Pastor, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to go my way. I'll see you in 5 years, 10 years time in my office and you'll be crying. Let's prevent that. Clap your hands for Jesus. Let's prevent that. Don't go and grab one boy, cut off his head. I'm just telling you now, because you want money. So your mom can live well, dad can live well, you can buy gym for them. Don't go cut somebody's head and then put it in your room. When those nightmares start coming, you'll be looking for every prayer house in town. Verse 21. Then I realized that my heart was bitter. So check yourself. Why are you feeling so sad? Why are you feeling that you are left alone, you are better abandoned, you can't find yourself? My heart was bitter and I was all torn up inside. Next verse, quickly. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal. These guys are addressing themselves. After seeing their end, after I watched their end, he said, I must have been senseless. So foolish and so ignorant, thinking that that's the way to go. That instant thinking that they are top of the world. I think we should stop. This is the last verse there. Yet, James, come. Where's your right hand? See, are you lefty or right person? Good. So your activities are majorly on this side. Look at this verse. Yet I still belong to you. You hold me. See, I want to close like this. You don't need just money for your future. Money has no hands, has no eyes, has no wisdom. It's just paper accumulated. But God said, I will hold your hand. I will take you through life. When you get married, I'll be there with you. When you are old, I'll be there with you. Which one do you prefer? Some nameless thing driving your life. Bad money attract bad people. Write it down. Bad money attract bad people. One of ex-coppers was calling me after leaving. He was here as a copper when he was here that time. He told me, one of his friends called him. Don't go yet. One of his friends called him. He was a 419 guy. He said, I'm tired. They're just using me. Everybody's calling me for money. I'm just tired. Was his 419 guy friend. I still belong to you. You hold my right hand through life. I need a shepherd as I close. I need a shepherd who can accompany me through life. Who, when things get tough, will be there. When things get better, will be there with me. And who will make me a blessing in life. That's what I need. I need money, that's right. But just to spend, that's all. My life is bigger than money. Write it down somewhere. My life is bigger than money. Thank you. My life is bigger than money. Let's stop there. Meanwhile, let the choir sing. I know there are going to come a lot of questions. What about this? What about that? What about that? We take care of that. Let's get the choir to sing. They got a special number for us. The old choir of the church came together to sing this song. Let's clap for them. I'm going to give you your malt. You have not gotten the malt. It's in the freezer. Beautiful. So I should let you sing till 3 o'clock. This is all the choir. From top to bottom. Jesus is timeless. That's really timeless. That's really timeless. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Rest are dead dogs. Oh, great, great, great. Jesus, glorify his name. Come on, shout. Jesus! You don't know him. That's the problem. Wow. Okay, today's cake, birthday cake. We're going to stop now, and then we're going to take, if you have any questions you want to ask. Boniface, you ask a question on the, and I've answered it, I think that's okay for that question. He asked the question on the platform. And some of us were very, very honest too, talking about what he's been dealing with. I love those kind of, let's clap for those guys, man, on the platform. They just really open up. You hardly get adult to talk like that. All right. Beautiful. So if you have any question you want to ask about any area, any issue, fantastic. Please be free. This moment, about what I've discussed about, other things in life, let's do it. Shola is back. So let's grab the microphone. And then let's do it. Salah is married now. Have you seen his wife? Who said no? Tell the person you came late. So as punishment, go and find the wife yourself. She's right over here. Please stand up. Thank you. That's Salah's wife. She's a pastor's daughter. And she looks elegant, isn't she? Yeah. We thank God for Shala. It's just been wonderful. So I told him, don't leave the service. Come with your wife, second service. She will go home and go and rest. But she's just so gracious to be with us today. Thank you so much. All right. So we'll be seizing in for about 2 hours there about on Sunday. Just be here with us. Thank you. All right. Great. Wonderful. Okay. Let's do it. You got any questions you want to ask by microphone? David, any question? Money, stuff? Let's go ahead and do it. Pastor, the way you are talking, as if we must not have money. Who said that? Who said that? But don't do it in a wicked way.
So what do we do? It in the right way.
Maybe we'll talk about it next time we talk together about this. Great. Let's ask questions. You got questions? Raise up your hands. David, fine. Great. Let's go. Ladies, ask questions too.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for this message. It was powerful. Thank you, sir.
Oh, it was powerful. I thought it was hard. No.
Now, my question is, from the sermon, I came to learn that there's a wicked way to getting money.
And
there's
what?
A wicked way to achieving right. wealth. And there's a godly way too. But from the way it sounded to me, it made it sound like there's a limit to where believers can actually achieve, and probably there's a higher limit to what the wicked people can achieve, when the Bible also lets us know that all things are actually possible to us through Christ if we believe.
Thank you. Now, please listen to that, what he just said. All things are possible to him that believes, but you cannot do everything. You cannot do everything. There's a limit to what all of us can do individually here. That's why we need one another. For instance, I can talk on the microphone, but I can't do that with that stuff like they're doing over there. So what do? I allow them. You can never take everything in life. You cannot, because others also have their places. Does that make some sense? So, instead of trying to take it all and push yourself to the limit of taking it all, why don't you ask yourself this question? How can I be my best? And that best only is available by pushing others along with me. David, imagine this. Instead of trying to become the richest and have the whole planet at worth under your hand, how about providing employment that will feed, strengthen people? And beside that, you take that money to go and do some real good some places. And not only scramble to just store up money. The scrambling, you don't remember now, Bill Gates, when he became the first billionaire on the planet, everybody was scrambling. Everybody was scrambling to become like Bill Gates. And they were scrambling, scrambling, and scrambling. And one day, Warren Buffett asked himself, he said, but that's something now. I'm going to die one day. And the government will have all this money. My kids are going to have everything. At a go, they will still be taxed. So he said, let's start doing some good. Let's start doing some good. So what I'm asking today is not that you should go and make money and go around carrying your car key and your airplane key, but stooping down, you know, Bill Gates was making money. It was on top of the world. And the mother said to Bill Gates, please help people that are less privileged. He said, Mom, I don't have time to help anybody. I'm building a business. And he built it. And it was a clean business. Of course, he was not stealing money. But he got to the money. When he got the money so much, the mother died. And one day, Warren Buffett invited him, come and eat in his house. He said, okay, all this you are getting, what's going to do with it? Where are you going to go with it? You live in a house of $300 million. Everything there operates by button, except the children. You just press it. So he got up and he began to step into the world. They are about to perfect malaria vaccination now. Malaria vaccination, that you take one shot malaria vaccine, you won't think of anopheles all your life again. Isn't that great? So, but the wicked is thinking of accumulating and 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 doing wicked with it. That's the question here. But don't get me wrong. There are some deals you have to walk away from. They are not healthy. They are not good. That's clear. Some things you cannot do. Some things you cannot have. Because you are thinking of higher ground. For instance, I can offer you a whole town to buy. Full of poor people. Where are you going to move them to? They're going to hang in the air. That's it. So when we talk about limit, there's limit on each one of us to how far we can go. But only God can do everything. So find your niche, find your area, and put out your best there. And beware that money comes with pride. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Take a look on the screen. It's so easy to become proud. Command those who are rich in this. Can you give us in NLT? Make it sound clearer. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud, not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. You know, see, I'm a small pastor in this town. I live at this corner. Every month, David, every month we get pastors here. We give them free food. We discuss the word of God and encourage them. Once in a year, my wife will bring their children here. We will have classes for them, enjoy themselves, and go on. Every blessed day, I'm not proud to say this, every blessed day I wake up, I live to assist somebody somewhere on the planet. Every day I wake up, the first thing in my mind is, who can I assist today? That's the first thing in my mind when I wake up. After praying, talking to God, who can I? About 2 weeks ago, I started searching for more grant to just help people more. I was searching, Lord, is there another place besides what I'm doing? Another place. And then 3 days ago, one guy just called me. The pastor said, we are working on our building. Before he finished, I said, hey, I'm involved. Pastor, do you have billions? No. What are you going to do? Wake up every day. That by that day, when it ends, somebody will smile because of my life. That's not just being a pastor. So I'm a pastor, I'm preaching over here. Why this service? We ask you to come in. We give free refreshment. Why do we do that? So that we can touch your life, so that you can have a future. That's why we're doing this for. Nothing else. Oh, I could be using you for business connections. I can get guys over here and sell all of you. Huh? See, bring your man. Multi-level marketing, right? One pastor in Lagos sold the building, sold the instrument, and sold the people along with the church. As part of the asset of the church and Vamoose. Huh? Let me ask your neighbor, what good will you do with your life? What good will you do with your life? good. So, any question more? More question? Anybody, I can see your hands or paper. Yes, Boniface, thank you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Boniface.
Happy Sunday, church. Sir, my question is, I'll help you to help me shed light on Ecclesiastes 2:26.
Oh, yeah, I think I should get there too, but I didn't have time. Good. Oh, yeah, I love this one. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. Boniface, thank you for bringing this up. But to the sinner, what does he do? He gives the work of gathering and collecting. Oh, come on. Don't you like this one? Let me make you laugh. One of my teachers, one time, he was going to the airport. And he got to the airport. He got to the airport. And he was coming out of the airport and he called a taxi. Listen to this. He called the taxi. The taxi was about to stop. And here came this big guy, executive, carrying big bug. And he said, hey, any taxi, any taxi. He said, that's the last one. Guy said, hey, where are you going? He said, I must make a deal in the town. I must do something. I can't miss that deal. That my teacher stepped aside. He said, you can take the taxi. Everybody look at him. What's wrong? He said, take the taxi. So the guy swept off the taxi. So those who were around asked him, do you know the guy? He said, yes, he's working for me. He said, huh? He said, he's gathering to give it to us. Oh, that's A level. That's A level. That's A level. That's A level of when you start getting to become good before God. Man, but some things I can see that I've handled. Some things I don't like talking. That it's turned over to me to just do serious things with them. And nobody knows because it's turned over to me. So tell everyone, just be good before God. Tell someone, just be good before God. You will have access to places you never think you will get there. But tell him besides, stop thinking of only enjoyment. Ah, Mofi over here. Ah, ah. Nigerians. Ah, ah. An American president came to Nigeria years ago. Who can remember the American president? Who remember who came to Nigeria? Who is that? Everyone remember? Came to Nigeria, an American president. Who can tell me? Bill Clinton. I don't really remember. I went to Abuja to see my friend, and he called me and said, hey, Reverend, let me put you in the suit where they put Bill Clinton. I'll pay for it. And the window is looking at Aso Rock from where it is. So they put me there. You know what I did? Like, you won't believe this. After I got up, put my load inside, I opened the window and I screamed like Solomon, vanity upon vanity! Now, this is a crazy pastor, right? You know, I just screamed at the window, you know, vanity upon vanity, emptiness and delusion. One weekend was over, I packed my bag. All I could tell you is that I slept there. Whether I'm lying or not, you don't know. So, that's it. Any other person? I'm afraid I don't like this. Ah, Pastor, I don't want to ask any question. I like money. And I want to have plenty of it. I like money. You should have plenty of it. Don't think that if you don't have plenty of money, we can't do all things we're doing in church. For instance now, all our services are off NEPA, off generator, we are solar. We just got some other ones recently that we didn't tell anybody in church. God is helping us. But you see, a time comes in your life that you don't focus on money anymore. Hi! May God bless you. May God increase you. that you won't be thinking what to eat, what to drink, and how to advance. You'll be thinking, how can I really affect more lives? I need more Nigerians like that. Oh boy, I'm asking God to make you not badly rich, goodly rich. So just go to your area and resurface the road. Are you hearing me? Look at all these rich cats in Nigeria. They don't do anything besides going around as a rock. I'm talking about, I told you about that guy now that was so rich, the guy that was into that mechanic. Remember that mechanic? Remember that mechanic I told you about? Oh, you didn't remember. That mechanic was in church. He was just in church and said, Lord, just make me rich. Lord, I will make you rich. He began to make some instruments. He started inventing some machines. Was making so much money. And one day, he said to his wife, let's give God 90% of the money. And the wife started crying. Remember the story? The wife was crying. You know why she was crying? That if you give God 90%, 10%, where will he park it? That must be money, brother. That must be money. The guy went to Liberia, built a whole city. Wow. Wow. That's one man you never heard about in Nigeria. Have you heard of Dan Juma? Have you heard of Dan Juma? He's a colossus. Man, he's an oil magnate. But you know, you never heard of him. You know what? He's going around communities, building places. Water, light. He went to one university, built a whole engineering faculty and tarred the road. A Christian university. How about that? Ask your neighbor, how far will you go? God, I'm talking about God not giving you a house to sleep in and then car to drive around, three or four cars. I'm talking about you buying cars for others. I mean, you go to church, you see one single parent that is struggling, you say, madam, please see me outside, give her the keys. You just pass out. They have to pour water on her head to wake her up. Huh? Rebecca, that'd be very nice. Find that kid and say, hey, kid, you're brilliant. You can't go to school. I pay through university. Wow. That's what we don't have in this country. We don't have that. We have so much of party. You see all these policemen that should be out facing Boko Haram. I even saw one. They told me that one was carrying plates for another person. Oh, gracious goodness. David, let's talk about that one. Great, let's talk about things like that. I'm thinking, so we don't have plans. You don't have plans at all. You just have plans for a few things, man. Precious goodness. Sonto, what's your plan? What's your financial plan? Let me pass this exam, Jerry. Get one guy, marry me. You go to Canada. Oh, where are you going? It can be Lesotho. Where are you going? Beautiful. Everybody started today because I've spoiled your day. David said it was powerful. It was powerfully hitting us, right? But don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. You're going to have money. You're going to have... How much do you need to live? Gura, how much do you need to live? 5 billion. What are you going to buy? Tell me. What are you going to buy? 5 billion. Buy this. Buy 5 bed. You sleep on one. No more question, right? Online, right? I'm not hearing you. You have a question. Oh, Shola has a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. My question is from Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5.
Okay, beautiful. Let's see.
Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5.
Okay. Give us on the screen.
Proverbs 23, verse 4. Riches do not profit.
That's not the verse they're giving you. No. They're giving you something else. Okay, let's see it.
Okay, yes. Do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Seize. Then verse 5 says, okay, verse 4 first. There's a question in verse 4. Most of the business advice and life advice and prosperity we hear in the world is hard work, hard work, hard work. So I want you to define hard work for us as Christians. What should it be like? Then there's something scary in verse 5.
Okay, let's take some first. You should overwork, but not to be rich. Because when you get rich, what will you do after? If your work ultimate is to get rich, so when you get rich, what will you do after? That's a good question, man. You work, 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 and you get rich. What do? You go to Hawaii. Have you ever seen a picture when you are coming into the hall? There's a picture when you are going to check it on this side. There's a picture over there, fisherman lying down with his cap covering his face. I asked Kenneth to draw it for me years ago, put it there. The story was this. The fisherman finished fishing. I got to the beach, lying across, covered his face with his cap. And then this rich cat, a very rich cat, came and said, "Hey, boy, get up. You are lazy." He said, "Why?" He said, "Get up. You can make more money." He said, "For what?" "Then make more money to buy bigger boats." He said, "For what?" To get bigger amount of fish. For what? To buy bigger nets. For what? To catch more fish. Bigger more. I said, and then after catching the bigger fish, buy bigger, bigger boats. Then bigger, bigger net. And get bigger, bigger fish. For what? To get bigger, bigger, bigger boat. To get bigger, bigger, bigger nets. Get bigger, bigger fish. For what? So you can enjoy yourself. He said, "What do you think I'm doing now?" One of the greatest blessings of life is to enjoy life while you are working. You should work. You should work. Don't ever think. Don't ever think that, okay, look, okay, okay, wait. I'm overworking, to be honest with you. I'm overworking. I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning thereabout on Sunday. Run for the 3 services. I'm working to be rich. I'm a fool. Rich in what? What are you giving me? Am I demanding money from anybody? Am I selling any goods in church? No, you should. Jesus walked that they didn't have time to eat. Why? They are working on the benefit of humanity. If I'm working on the system, like now, Rebecca is teaching. She can overwork on those children's life, not because she just wants to make money. I hope you are getting what I'm saying now. So you must define what you really want to do, not just want to make money. Because when you now make the money, work becomes an irritation. There's a place in America called Florida. I don't know if you've ever heard of Florida before. Florida is where the rich cats go to retire. When they make money, they retire, go to Florida, and they die 1 or 2 years later. You know why? Because you are not designed for retirement. You are designed for refreshing to go back and live life well. So don't see work as just to be rich. You will kill yourself. You'll kill yourself. You know why? Because if you think that 10 million is to be rich, you get 10 million. Ah, no, Koto. Then but you must just get to a place where you are at rest. And even when you lose money, you walk away, you are still working. Are you hearing me? Let me show you something. When you watch Messi playing football or Ronaldo, there's something about them. It's not the money. It's the joy of the football itself. Are you hearing me? I read Pele. Story of Pele. Pele enjoys football. He loves it. He plays it. And you know, I read the story of his life. And at the end, when he died, he said, they asked him, "What is your life mission?" He said, "Looking back, I'm just to make people happy by dribbling." Just to see people just shouting and screaming and getting their trouble out of their mind just for that 1 minute. That's far better. He had money so much. Tons and tons of money in his bag, and he lost so much of it. But he never lost the happiness of football. Are you hearing me? So I'll say this: overwork, but not to be rich. Do you know that if I go to any site outside, they just block us? They just block. I mean, yesterday I was checking a site, I want to find out how much something costs. They said 404. You know 404? Is it 404 now? What do you call it now? It's 404. You're out. Why? I'm a Nigerian. You know why? They think all of us over here, we have this insatiable hunger for money at all costs. In fact, one of the British Prime Minister said, the greedy young people of Nigerians, of Nigeria rather. I said, what? Little by now. So that's the question. Work, but don't make it to just be rich. You're going to have money. You know, can I make you laugh? I think I told you before. There was this, one day service was over. Somebody was coming to the compound. I just sensed this guy is different. He's coming after me. I told him, let's go home. As we turned to go up, he ran after me. He said, that's the pastor going. So he ran after me and he stopped. And he brought out from his bag a magazine called Celebrity Pastor. What I call it? Celebrity Pastor. And he stood by the car. I said, hey, what's it? He said, oh, yeah. I'm into Celebrity Pastor. I go all over Europe and North America to take pictures of pastors, put them on the TV, put them on the air, put them on the magazine. And then he opened one for me. And I saw this pastor in his Palacia house. And I saw his church looking ringing and everything. He looked at me. I was praying underneath, Lord, deliver me. I'm that kind of guy. I come here with jeans. You know, kind of thing. I'm just a cool guy, man. For me, a rich guy wears jeans. Are you hearing me? When I stopped wearing jeans, you know I'm poor. Rich girl. Hello? So, I said, I don't do that. He looked at me, look at the building. I said, you don't do that? I said, I don't. My joy is not in the building put on paper and then you show it. No, my joy in this guy is walking here and getting affected for God. My joy is in your life getting further, going further. And my joy is in your life that when something happens to you, you can't pay your school fees, we work it out. My joy is that, oh, you just had a baby and you just can't poem like one guy today. Just today, I was sitting in one service, walked to me and he said, you know what, I got a baby, got a child, can't go to school tomorrow. I'm trying to struggle. He's working well. It's very tough for him to walk. I said, I don't give people money. I said, come tomorrow. I'm going to get one of my guys to follow you to the school and pay to the school. Little amount I can pay. You know, that baby, when we get to heaven and he happens to get to heaven, one day, she walked up to me. That baby will say, hey, uncle or grandpa, thank you very much. I don't want to start breaking apart now. You know what the dollar? You know what the dollar? Many of you know the dollar. You know what the dollar now? One of the rich cats in Nigeria. One of his friends said, help people now. He said, okay, I'll give you money. Go and do it. Then there was this particular girl that needed a wheelchair. Thanks to one of these poor kids. Odola gave them the money. But the friend said, please come over. Come to the place. Come and see the girl. Say, no, I've given the money. Let's leave me alone. Let's go. Say, no. I heard the story. And finally struggled to get in there. I'm all breaking apart. This girl in which year? The brother, she sat down. And she asked, I don't know whether she was blind. She asked for the dollar to come near her. And he started touching his face. The man broke down. He said, thank you. I thought this will never happen until I get to heaven. You want to be rich, be honest. You want to be rich? Yeah, so you want to be rich. You want to be rich? When you get rich, this is your job. Let's close with that one. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Take a look. Okay, we have verse 5 now to finish. Let's go. Come on, those who are rich in this world. Okay, number one, come and see. Quickly. Want to be rich? Quickly, let's go. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Quickly, I don't have time. My time is running. Come on, those who are rich in this present age. You want to be rich? Not to be haughty. The richer you are, the humbler you get. You can play with people. You can play with children. You can go to the house of pauper and be there with them and sing with them. When you are very, very rich, so you have your Christmas, some of the poorest guys in town. Don't trust but in the living God who gives us richly. Now look at next verse. This is where I'm going. And let them do good that they be rich in what? So a properly rich person is rich in what? Don't start it when you have plenty of money. Start it from now. Start it from now. Are you hearing me, somebody? Those kids around your house, carry them and buy some toffee for them. Say, hey, kids, come and take. Start from there. You got a question? Thank you. Start from there. That's powerful. Verse 5, if you want to ask, let's ask this question over here. Are there rules to prosperity in life? Come on, there's plenty. There's plenty of rules. Now, don't confuse prosperity with money. Pastor, what do you mean? Prosperity is what you do. Money is what you have. I just said? Prosperity is what you do. Now, for instance, now, if I'm doing deals now, I'm doing some particular deal, I want to supply this, and I work it, and it turns out well, money will come after. Am I right? So, what I do prospers, that's why I have money. Does that make sense? So, if I do things well, the money will come after it. But the rich people that I talk about this wicked one now, they do anything just for the purpose of money. That has lost the defeat. So they are not really prosperous. They're just wickedly getting rich. They are not doing something that will contribute to the good of humanity. I hope I'm making some sense now. Does that make some sense? Thank you. So, one of these days, come on Friday, I'm talking about prosperity, health, upgrade now. What does it mean to prosper? To prosper means that you are doing something. Okay, look at, Bible says, Joseph prospered in prison. Huh? How can you prosper in prison? Because prospering is doing something well. Now, it may not always have monetary value. For instance now, giving that thing to that girl does not bring any money to him by investment, am I right? But he prospered there. Does that make some sense? He did it well over there. So, let them do good, and they be rich in good works, ready to give. Do you know, this country is in this mess because all these rich cats don't help people. They don't help you. You know what you can do. You know how far you can go. They put you in business, they never raise your salary. Huh? I mean, our boys running out of the country. You know what? If you join today, Microsoft, you become a millionaire. Google is one of the best places to work. I mean, you go to Google, your baby will come into the Google, they will have a place where to stay. And then you're going to have time to go and play, if you want to play. Can you imagine at work? Nigeria, you get married, you are fired. You hear me? Pastor, just all this talk, make us stop. I want some money just to leave. Go to America. All right. Make some sense. Pastor, all these things are idealistic. Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. In my own little way. Will you join us? Great. Verse 5. Today's service is very cool back on Shah. Everybody just feels bad. I'm talking about money in a very bad way. 23 verse 5. You know, let me tell you another one. Just last week. Last Sunday, after so tired like this, last Sunday, I was so tired. I go back home. Then the pastor knocked at our door. An emergency. Around 3 or 4 o'clock. Usually I don't see people, but my wife too was tired. So I said, okay, let me go see him. I came down. He said, we just lost a pastor this morning. hard of life. Things were difficult. His wife's father died last year. Mother died this year. That's the wife, father and mother. He was tired of life. And he gave up last Sunday himself. Now, just starting at the church. He said, I'm tired. It's my friend, but what am I going to do now? They have nowhere to bury him. The children. So tired. I sat up. I said, hey, pastor, what do we do? He said, remember him now? I said, I don't remember him. He said, you preached for him years ago. We used to be a pastor. I said, I can't remember very faintly. I said, all right, no problem. I'll call my guys. Church, we don't know him quite well. We arranged where to be buried. It cost us 60,000 naira to get the plot. After we arranged, there was no casket. That was last Sunday. I said, get good casket. 65,000 naira. Church pay for it. He said, Reverend, come and preach. I said, I'm not coming. You go handle that. And I walked off. Why? Faithful in living and faithful in death. Just this last one. He told me, he said, you don't even know this guy. Your church is just a surprising church. You don't even know this guy. Wish we had known earlier. We wouldn't have died. And I brought him here. And I brought him to church. Give me some offering. Give me some money. And then let's help him to leave. That's what it's all about. Well, David, see, you have a lot of money. Pay for the grant, pay for the. Do you know that what we did so much inspired them at the burial service that they gave the children scholarship? Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Wow! And I told them, I said, those who die, it's easy for them, they have gone to heaven. It's those who are left behind that have to be struggling with now. And that widow, that child, that baby will be there for them. Our church is just amazing. Dr. Elizabeth at the back there. They go to the bush, am I right? They go to the bush to go and do medical, free medical service. Doctors, nurses, that's hard work. Are you? They're not working to be rich. He's a top doctor in the hospital there, general hospital. But he goes to the bush over there and they're not paying anything. How about that? Great, guys. Let's do it. Let's do it. Some of you ladies, you know what I've gone through with life? I want you to pick up some other girls and make something out of their lives. Amen? 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 Beautiful. Last verse you want us to read. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. That's what happened last Sunday. 60K, fly away. Followed by 65,000, fly away. You hear me? I enjoyed that. I got somewhere and then I got some money in my pocket. And then one pastor, one time I went to one program. And he got up to, he was talking about me that I don't help them. I do something. You know what I just did? It's a strange thing that I do. You know, I got here and we were talking. I said, let's stop all this talk. I put my bag, I open everything in my bag. I put out all the money. My pocket, I put out everything. I said, here is it. And I walked off. I mean, that's what we're here for. Phew. I wish you were casting the vision. You know, David, where's your brother? You know, you lost your dad. You know, heart was tough. Heart was difficult. Wish people were there. I wish you know David. David, you know David now. David, the brother. The brother is very brilliant. Let me tell you a story a little bit of a brother. This is how I met his brother. Today he's married with a kid. Another one on the way. Not yet. And Okwe, you know, Okwe was looking for a job. I was trying to get an assistant in my office. And he walked into my office and said, I want to get a job. But I forget about the job. Started digging into his life. I said, hey, what are you doing? He said, he was quite brilliant in school. His dad was working, I think, in DSS or something. And the father had promised to take him through, do master's and co. The father died. The dad just died. And okay, walked into my office. And he said, I just want to get a job. I'm good at writing. And he said, I said, you know, this job is not really for you here, the kind of thing. He said, I'm doing some business selling popcorn. He said, Reverend, it bothers me to go to the road selling popcorn, and my teachers in school that taught me see me on the road. Just such a potential. But dad was no longer there. The mom is born again, goes to deeper life. I know the roof up. I said, okay, don't be ashamed. You know what we can do? We can push this thing through. We can just walk over here now. We can develop this business. You don't have to join me. Let's get this business. So we start talking about the business. We start making popcorns. And I started doing popcorn with some milk along with it. And I pack and start calling to come and supply popcorn. And he started picking up. He started getting some workers along with him. And, I mean, we were really enjoying this going on. We were just you know. And then, here came COVID. Who want to eat popcorn? Who want to eat popcorn in COVID? Popcorn can COVID. You are thinking of survivor. So, Okwe said, what should I do now? And then, Okwe picked bread. Because people are hungry. Picked loaf of bread, right? And went to the road around NUT. And was hawking bread. And they were buying it, and 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 buying it. And then, open one shop. And they started selling over there. Open another one again. The David came along, joined. They started opening shop. Now, last time we were talking about how to take drones to supply bread. We just configured the drones, drop the bread in your house. I said, okay, you know, we are looking at that kind of a thing. But that's life. Then he came and said, I want to marry you. I said, let's go ahead. We found one fine girl that was trouble from the church. Pa, we'll marry. He had a first baby. Sometimes he go. He got it. One day, I just came in. I said, Reverend, let me show you something. I just got a car. We were both screaming. We went to the car. And then we talked. That car has been replaced now. One, got that one now. They sold another one and got another one again. He stood there. Phew. Thank you. Young man, don't despair. We can make it in life. We can do well. We can push it through. Whether we get visa, we don't get visa. We have the best visa in the world. Our heart. Solid, steady, and strong. Ready, and ready anytime to do our possible best. Is that okay? Are you blessed today? Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Let's go home. Can I ask you to do something for me as I close? Can I ask you to do something for me? I want to beg each one of you over here. Find somebody you can encourage, like I'm doing to you. Find somebody you can encourage. Boniface goes to school. He has this book club right now. And they walk around. You still have it going on? Works in sometimes SU and co. Gets people. You know, I was in a church sometimes ago. The girl at the front that was doing the auction just came running to me. Hey, Reverend, how are you doing? I said, fine. He said, you never noticed. I was in your meeting. I got born again that time years ago. Somewhere. I was smoking. I was at grammar school. You know, that's where I live life. Let's keep doing that. Amen. Okay, thank you. Let's have our food, our refreshment. What happened? Everybody just look as if I just smashed with an hammer. Tell them, cheer up now. Cheer up now, you are a blessing to the world. Cheer up now, you are a blessing to the world. Cheer up, a blessing to the world. Maybe next time we are going to the bush with Dr. Riley. Some of us like to follow. No, you're not a doctor, but you can just serve. Anybody like to do that with them? Go to the mission field, go to the bush. Anybody here? Maybe you are into nursing or anything. You want to join them? Dr. Riley, there's a candidate over here. But next time you are going. I think you should have gone even sometimes ago because of the road. Yeah, so later. Give anybody else want to? At least be handy there. Great, let's do that. All right, great. Let's clap for these guys too that are supplying us the drinks. Let's clap for them too. And the refreshment. Oh, it's only donuts. One time we ate rice, October 1, right? Should we have the rice again? Yes. Wow. Wow. Did you hear what I said? As you work, as you labor, cultivate. Now, this guy telling you this was not like this to start with. I was a spender. But I came to see that the law of nature is that if you look at the river around you, if you look at everything around you, it's in store form. Water, river, is stored. Air is stored. Look at forests full of trees. So storage is one of the biggest keys. Putting something aside, saving. Christ is called a savior. I hope you are listening. Saving is so important. Not eating everything, not finishing everything you have. You know what? That's how we do it in church. I learned it years ago, so we brought it to church. We started saving. Look at this building here. We started saving. Instead of pushing everybody, that's why we don't push in the church. We don't spend everything we got. Some churches, they will go to America, go and bring somebody down, cost them $20 million to pay the money. We just get the video and watch it. It costs less. I get you the books. Get you whatever, put it aside. We don't spend everything we have, put it aside. When we were buying this land here, before we were at Yana Mortuary, we told ourselves, don't spend everything, put something aside. Guess what happened? This land just opened up years ago. But putting something aside, because it's not fair to church, bring money. Remember the rich? Remember the poor? No, the fool, the virgins, foolish and wise virgins. What's their difference? Extra oil, the other ones, everything spent. Do you know that when they asked us, they said this land was about that time 12 million. That was years ago. We put money aside. When they asked us to pay, they said, before we go to church, because we are putting something aside. We pay about 70% of the money. And then we came to church and said, let's balance the rest. In your life, don't spend everything. Put something aside. My children went to private school. Church is not paying their school fees. But you know what I do? I have an account dedicated. I just put money there. Just put money there. Forget about it. I love to see the money growing there in the account. And then when school fees come, I just transfer easily by suffering, saving. If you don't suffer saving, you suffer lack. So I transfer. I told one guy recently, he was making money. He's not married yet. I said, start putting money aside for your children's education fund. You know what I just said? Hello? How many of you plan to marry? You plan to marry? Let them see your hands very well now. Oh, I'm a local. Yeah, Mokale, Luya, Rekwete. Can I see your hands? You plan to marry? Don't put your hands already married now. You plan to marry? Are you going to have children? Thank you. What about school fees? Start putting something aside now. You won't have the money to buy that drink anymore. You just say, boy, I got money now. You get money, sort it out. All right? You know, our church, we plan to save, to help those who are old ministers and pastors in town, our church, they put something aside for some old men that are serving God in our church here. This family, the man's an old man, it's in the gospel. I think it's either toward 90 or over 90 now. Our church will package things, take them to them. You know, he told his son, and then the son, I know the son for several years, so the son came to see me about a couple of weeks ago in church. He's in America now. He said, my office said, thank you for what you are doing for our dad. And he reminded me, you have been doing this before I left for America. And you never said, in America, you are still doing it. Save. Some of you are here to save the money you are spending for credit. Cut the credits in half. Save that.
Pastor, Naira is depreciating.
Oh, you guys are lucky. Today you have account that can turn the money to dollar. Right? Right? Precious, you know now. You have the account. Can you share it with all of us?
Pastor, where am I going to put the...
Start saving cents of dollars. You'll be saving later hundreds of dollars. Let's go home. I thought you wanted to be rich. As I'm sharing this with you, let's go home. Get up. Oh, this guy's making me to talk more. This guy's making me to talk more. I bought a book that has everybody hears. The book says, how did the rich perpetuate their riches? He said, those who are rich, they do two things more than anything else. One, listen, are you here? They build their own business. And second, real estate. What's the first one? Oh, Funke, you're around. I didn't see you. They build their what? They build their own business. Because when you build your business, there's no end to your increase. Working for somebody, they put a bar on your head. But you must work for somebody else to learn the ropes, or else you won't work very well there. So, number two, real estate, all other estates are not real. Real estate. Is that all right? Is that all right? I'm not going to buy land. Boy, time is gone. Every woman here should be dealing with real estate. The virtuous woman in the Bible said, she buys land. Hoorah. Let's get some land. So when that guy shows up and says, how much did you get? He said, let's go to housing. This man, you hear me? Every lady here should be thinking of real estate. It's in the Bible. Virtuous woman says, she sees land, she buys it. Another, what's going on there? You are dealing with land agents. When you buy a car now, bam! When you drive it out of that dealer's shop, it's 30% depreciated. But when you buy land now and you collect the papers, it's increased by next moment. Is that all right? Pastor, how can I start? Rent a room and make it a nice room. Some of you, the way you rent a house, you will never get a house. The way you rent a house, you will never get a house. Because the way you teach the house, they won't give you your own. So when you get a house, make it look good. When the guy sees the house, you buy your own land, you buy your own house. Is that right? Another day, another room. Next week, we're coming back. Talking more about this, right? All right? Don't bother where you start. Start from anywhere, you'll get there. Is that all right? Is that all right? In fact, when you are poor, it makes it faster. Hello? Who eats better? The guy who's hungry or the guy who's full? Answer me. Who eats better? When they say, he has food now, the guy has not been eating for 2 days. He will first of all remove the tie, balance well, and then start eating. The other guy will say, I want to watch TV. Am I right? Okay, let's close. Come on. Tell somebody beside you. It's nice having you in church today. Hope you enjoy the service. Ask them, what's their name? And what are they doing for a living? Tell them, land investor. All right. Anybody here, you're coming for the first time, we have some credit we want to give you from your for your phone. Very small. Just to bless you.